with them, which I don't, I mean, isn't that what he told Ukraine president before Russia invaded? If Russia does this, this is the red line I can't cross. And if they do, we'll be with you. And I mean, I guess we have been with them. We've given them lots and lots of money. Trump is seeking a mistrial in that battery rape case. And that's exactly, didn't I say that's what about his only shot of that one? It was going to be trying to get a mistrial or in any way, shape, or form. So at first they tried to, like Trump's defense, tried to attack the character of E. Jean Carroll. That was their first defense. Now they're trying to go after, basically going over the, trying to go for a mistrial on that. A couple other stories here that I'll share with you, but first, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Nothing to slow us down on I-10 and I-110. No slowdowns to report on 29 as well. North and southbound lanes are looking good throughout Pensacola and up to McDavid and Century. We have some typical afternoon traffic that's going to be on Pine Forest in between Nine Mile and I-10. Some slowdowns on Mobile Highway right near Bellevue Avenue, but nothing too bad to slow you down, as well as typical afternoon traffic on 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Right in front of the Nature Preserve is slow moving, and if you are leaving Hurlburt Field, Mary Esther area heading into Navarre, expect some slow traffic getting into Navarre on 98 heading westbound. See something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, a few other stories going on here in the headlines in the news. Alejandro Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Secretary, who has been called to be impeached by Ashley Moody, our attorney general here in Florida, as well as many other attorneys general and some governors, have called out that he needs to be impeached because of the terrible job that he's been doing in the southern border. And he's continued to not take accountability for the migration crisis, continues to shift the blame. And now he's come out and said that President Biden is 100% up for a second term. I don't know about you, but that's not really a glowing recommendation. Like, the guy who is responsible for the disaster at the border is like, yeah, Biden's great. Just like our border is great. I'm like what? That's not the guy I'd want to get an endorsement from. Adidas is being sued by the shareholders. Adidas, the shoe company. Why? Over its failed Yee partnership. You remember when, because they had this partnership with Kanye West over his shoe line, and they pulled it as soon as all of his anti-Semitic rhetoric started coming out, like, big time. So they canceled the Yeezy partnership, and so now the shareholders, the investors, are suing them, saying that the company was aware of his behavior in the past, so they shouldn't have struck the deal in the first place and cost them all this money. So, oh boy. And then we still got the debt ceiling looming. Yeah, it looked like it might have been like passed. It didn't get passed. Republicans agreed to vote on it, but it has not gotten passed. And so now there might be some more debt ceiling debate coming up here very soon. A judge has blocked Missouri's ban on child sex mutilation or child transgender transitioning or whatever. So a judge has blocked that bill, and we got another mysterious balloon. The military, U.S. military, has determined that it doesn't pose any threat to aerial traffic or national security, but they're not quite sure what it is or who it belongs to. It is a balloon over Hawaii. So that's the latest one. It flew across portions of Hawaii. It didn't go over any sensitive areas. And it looks like it's moving slowly towards Mexico. So might have another, because then they tell us there was nothing wrong with the other one too. Like the one that flew all the way across the United States. And then once they actually shot it down, they're like, so that thing had a whole bunch of information. They're like, it was just gathered all kinds of sensitive intelligence. Like you said, it had nothing. Oh, well. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we've got top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom, so stick around for that. I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in about 6 minutes, I've got an update for you on some criminals, some crimes in the area. So we'll talk about that coming up here shortly. Also, if you'd like to weigh in, you could text or call 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So, Bands on the Beach coming up tomorrow night. And tomorrow at the Ghostlight Pavilion is going to be Jesse Ritter. So, Jesse Ritter is a local from here, and she's done a lot of things. She's been growing, increasing quite a bit. So, very interesting one right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. How do they know that this balloon is not a threat if they know nothing about it? Good point. Because I was saying, like, they said that about the first one, and then it turns out it was like, oh, it had a whole bunch of information. But you're right. Now they're literally admitting they don't know anything about it, and then telling us it's not a threat. So, yeah, good point. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Have you ever been in a dust storm before? Going back to the Illinois story? No, I have seen some stuff, and I've known a couple people who've been in them, like when they lived in Arizona, and they're like, it's like a nightmare. It's just vicious. But I'm surprised. Oh, yeah, that's true. Something like that, yeah, where they get the blizzard effect. I guess just blizzard with sand, though. That seems horrible. I'm surprised it's Springfield, though. That's the middle of the state. It's got a little bit more of it does have, it's got a lot of farmland in Springfield area. And so they haven't planted crops yet. So I guess it's still just dirty, just dirt instead of having crops down. So maybe that's the reason why, but it's usually a bit more, I don't know. That's interesting. All right. It's go ahead and get traffic on the Pfizer, Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns. We have typical afternoon traffic on Davis Highway. This is going to be near Olive Road. Expect it to slow down in just a bit, as well as Brent Lane at that intersection. Expect to sit at that light for just a little bit. And we have typical afternoon traffic on Highway 98 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Highway 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Extremely slow moving traffic. That's going to be near the Nature Preserve, as well as the opposite direction leaving Mary Esther heading towards Navarre. See something else on the roads? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, got a couple of criminals to update you on right here in the local area. That's next right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So we've got here the contractor Matthew Banks. Remember, we got the two contractors in town. They're brothers-in-law. They both have allegedly stolen millions of dollars from people, or basically promised, took money from customers without doing the work or finishing the work. And so Matthew Banks recently, he just had his bond revoked. So I guess he violated the terms of his pretrial release because he has new offenses of workers' compensation fraud and tampering with evidence. So he was booked in Escambia County Jail, this time without bond, to await trial, as his bond has been revoked. And so remember, he's the one that had a grand jury indict him for racketeering, aggravating white-collar crime, organized fraud, tampering with evidence, all kinds of stuff. So, a woman has been arrested because her three pit bulls attacked and killed a man here in Escambia County as well. And the details are pretty graphic, so I don't want to get into them, but Yeah, that's pretty vicious. This happened on February 24th. She was arrested for this. Right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So I just saw this an update on that spy balloon that was spotted over Hawaii. So this was done earlier today. Once again, Pentagon says it doesn't pose any threat, and so they are they're just watching it as it's headed towards Mexico. And I guess maybe that's kind of the issue right there. Like, it's not even headed to California, so we're just going to let it go to Mexico. We'll let it go spy on Mexico. We're okay with that. that might be a little bit going on right there. A little bit of that. So, got your sports hit coming up here in just a minute. But first, let's go ahead and get the top three stories. So, with your top three stories here, where'd it go? All right. JP Morgan Chase has taken over the failed First Republic Bank. The FDIC took over First Republic Bank, and then they went ahead and sold it to JP Morgan Chase. And then they spent $14 million covering deposits and things. So FDIC lost $14 million in order to sell it to JP Morgan Chase. That makes sense. President Biden is hosting the Philippines leader Ferdinando Marcos Jr. as China tensions grow, and he's tried to reassure the Philippines president that the United States will be behind them or with them. 200 officers now are involved in the manhunt in Texas. They have zero leads. He killed five of his neighbors after they asked him to stop shooting his rifle outside. He turned the rifle to them. Authorities are offering $80,000 for any information to be able to track him down. So a horrible, horrible deal right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So we got those are your top three stories. Let's get traffic on the fives, and then we'll do your sports hit.
Traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. Nothing to slow you down on I-10 or I-110. We're looking good throughout our area. We did have a small accident on 9th Avenue. That's right off of Keating Road. We're seeing some slight slowdowns at that intersection, so just keep that in mind. 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. We have typical afternoon traffic if you're heading towards the Nature Preserve as well as near the Garson Point intersection. And if you're in the opposite direction, leaving Mary Esther heading towards Windhaven Beach and Navarre, expect some patches of slowdowns. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Let's go ahead and do our sports, and then I got a couple other stories for you.
Here's your sports hit.
Alrighty, NBA playoffs continues tonight, 6:30 on TNT. The 76ers take on the Boston Celtics in the first game of the second round. At 9 o'clock on TNT, Denver Nuggets are leading in the second round against the Phoenix Suns, 1-0. And so that will be on at 9 o'clock. Major League Baseball, well, actually, NHL hockey, let's go to that first. There's only one game on tonight, big game 7 between the Rangers and the New Jersey Red Devils. That'll be at 7 o'clock on ESPN. So winner will advance. Then Major League Baseball. Atlanta Braves right now are getting beat 0-1 by the Mets in the top of the fifth inning. The Braves won the first game of the doubleheader, though, 9-8. Then Miami Marlins and Tampa. It doesn't look like either of those are playing tonight. Then in sports news, Bryce Harper of the Phillies, he's been cleared to return just 159 days after having Tommy John surgery. At one point, they thought he wasn't going to be able to return until after the midway point of the season. And now here he is and has been cleared. Kentucky Derby favorite, which comes up this weekend, Forte will break from the 15th position. A college baseball player, I saw this story earlier, a college baseball player was hit by a stray bullet at a baseball game today. So they're trying to find out where the bullet might have come from. Calgary Flames have fired their head coach after three seasons. Number one draft pick Bryce Young will have to earn the QB1 role with the Panthers, according to head coach Frank Reich. Sure he will. So he's playing against Sam Darnold, and he's going to have to earn that role. And is it anybody going to be surprised when he's the starting quarterback at the for the first game of the season? He earned it. And we're like, yeah, yep, sure he did. Bills have inked running back Murray after passing on running backs in the draft. And speaking of running backs, the Giants are set to reconvene talks with their running back, Saquon Barkley. That is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I saw this story. I thought it was pretty cool. UWF professor is James Arruda is teaming up with Brown University and California biotech company to create an early detection device for Alzheimer's. Apparently electrodes could be placed on a person's head that could detect small changes in the brain that would show cognitive decline. He says it could be very inexpensive, readily available, obviously non-invasive, but it could be a huge milestone for Alzheimer's research. He goes on and explains, and once again, he's from UWF, so that's pretty cool. It could be a measure that is used annually to keep an eye on a person in terms of brain function. People certainly in their mid-40s or 50s and 60s would be prime candidates. So researchers from Brown University are testing the technology in Rhode Island right now, and they're set to complete their clinical research this summer. And then they would have to get FDA approval. But if you have early detection, then you're able to kind of get in front of it to slow down the process of Alzheimer's or the onset of Alzheimer's. Speaking of Alzheimer's, U.S. Congress, that was funny. U.S. Congress has just implemented basically a pay raise for themselves. And, it's inflation. Things cost more. They only make $176,000 a year. So they're struggling. So, they're like, we need a pay raise. Fortunately for them, the way they get a pay raise is they don't have to go ask a boss. They don't have to switch jobs. All they got to do is vote on it and all agree. And this case, they didn't actually give themselves a straight up payday. They, what they did was they had some sort of backroom deal where they can claim automatic reimbursement for lodging and meals when they're in Washington, D.C., which, is most of the time. $258 a night for lodging expenses, $79 a day for meals, even if they don't spend any money. So maybe you're not buying meals that day. Maybe you're fasting, or maybe you only spend, $5 per meal. Well, you'll be able to expense $79 a day. $259, $8.09. Now, the lodging, I can kind of get behind, actually, to be honest, because there's no housing left in Washington, D.C., and the housing is just going through the roof. And you hear about congressmen all the time and women who are rooming with other congresspeople. Even Obama, when he became a senator, Michelle stayed in Chicago so that he could room with, frat boys, because the lodging was too expensive there. And so I can kind of get the lodging part because you got a house in your home district and now you got to get a place in DC, which is outrageously expensive and there's nothing left. So I can kind of get behind that one a little bit, but at the same time, you're making $176,000 a year. budget like the rest of us do. I don't know what to tell you. So anyway, this equates to about $34,000 a year in extra taxes that are going that will basically just go to them. So yeah, there you go. Wish we could do that. Oh, inflation's really hard. I'm just going to just start taking more money. Just going to have more money in my account automatically. Just going to vote on it. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Devils, get on my elevator. Baby, we're going up. Give me that now and later. I can't get enough. So much to discover. Please don't stop me now.
It's cold right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go over to the newsroom to Joe Ford. Joe? Oh, I didn't know about that part. I see. Yeah. I covered that a little bit earlier. Just a horrible story from where these three pit bulls just attacked and killed this guy. And apparently somebody was yelling at her and like, hey, get your dogs off. And she just said, they're not mine. And she like got in the car and just drove away. Yeah. You mentioned that before. Yeah. Yeah. I heard you say that before too, about the multiple bites to other people and stuff. So yeah, it's not good. Not good. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No major slowdowns right now. We do have some slight delays on 9th Avenue. We had a little accident right off of Keating Road, so expect some slowdowns there. I-10 and I-110 looking good throughout our area. We have typical afternoon traffic. If you are leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, expect slowdowns in front of the Nature Preserve as well as you're making your way towards Gurrison Point, that intersection. And 29 north and southbound lanes looking good throughout Pensacola. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable.
All right. Coming up here, just a minute. We've got today's sign of the apocalypse. First, I want to tell you about this. Car companies are starting to bring back buttons and knobs on the radios. That's right. I'm so glad. Like, I like the touch screen, but still, it's just easy for me to like grab the knob and like to like even when I have a vehicle that has a tuner that you have to push the button to tune, I switch it out for a custom radio that has a knob so I can just quickly tune to what I want to with the knob. I like being able to use a knob to raise the volume, not push a button. Oh, I hate that. And so you got that with the touch screens. And so apparently a lot of car companies are starting to get rid of the touch screens, bringing back more buttons and knobs and things like that, because I'm apparently not the only one that doesn't like them. Others want to have buttons and knobs and things like that as well. So, in fact, I looked at one thing, top car, new car features that we struggle with, that we don't like. A lot of people don't like GPS built into the car. Also, there's the Bluetooth. A lot of people get in the car automatically takes over your phone. You know, the car, so a lot of people don't like the Bluetooth, actually. I like the Bluetooth, but I don't like it automatically connecting. And then, like I said, the overall, like now everything being one thing on like one touch screen, a lot of people don't like that. So they're starting to move away from it a little bit. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's hit today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Well, here's something for your tax dollars. National Institutes of Health is using a grant to fund how testicle removal of 18-year-old young men will affect them cardiovascular-wise. So, since I guess there's so many transitioning, they want to find out how it's going to affect your cardiovascular health if you remove your testicles at 18 years old.
AM 1620, News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.